My name's Jim Smith.
My name's George Pitt.
And you're listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, brought to you in conjunction with Podomatic,
iTunes,
and WCRFM.com.
For more information on Jim and George, go to facebook.com/JimandGeorge.show.
George, come on. Hey, come on. Oh, well, that doesn't work, does it?
Oh, come on.
Seems like we're having a problem.
It's skipping.
Come on, do a problem.
Is this the club mix?
Oh, that's just ridiculous, isn't
From
it?
From the very first moment I saw you. I'm getting images of a beach now and waves.
Well, that's a huge, huge disappointment for all of us.
Wouldn't it be great to live in Summer Bay? It was Summer Bay, wasn't it, where Home and Away is set? Or it still is set?
Oh, man, I don't know. Yeah,
sure, it's
maybe.
Summer Bay.
Beautiful
place to live. There's only about 20 people that live there and everyone gets on.
Actually,
really
no,
cool.
I'm not that big a fan. You're clearly far more committed to this than I am.
I'm reminiscing back to the late 80s.
Let's play a tune and get the show going. Reminiscing
back to when Danny Minogue was in Home and Away. That's how long you're talking.
Was that last week?
She was a teenager. I'm sure she was in her late teens or early 20s.
Wait a second. Wait. Oh, what a particularly loose today, even for the usual shambles that is the Technicolor Radio Clubhouse. Nevertheless, here we are. Hello! Sunday evening. And it's late, so we're not going to start again. We're just going to have to live with the shambling start to the show. With the house martins, me and the farmer.
And his transport command. Tough, realistic models specially designed for Action Man. They're all action. Just look for the Action Man Transport Command badge. It tells you they're the real thing. You can send off for a free workshop accessories kit by collecting the stars with every pack.
Action Man.
Transport Command. Only from Palatoy.
Why didn't I get an Action Man for my birthday?
Don't know.
You know, there's a whole market aimed at older people for, like, actually, you know, dolls and stuff. People still buy Star Wars figures and things like that because they think they're going to be worth some wedge, don't they?
My dad owned a shop, you know, and he used to sell toys. And when I was a kid, we used to get like loads and loads of Action Man.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, being my dad, it all had to be, you know, it was never quite 100% right. Because it was me dad, and that's how he was, right? And we used to get the German version of Action Man, who was Gripper Man.
What, in a full-on SS uniform?
No, he was, you know, because Action Man was like an adventurer, wasn't he? I don't know. I mean, do you know what, George? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he was. But certainly, you know, with your German Action Man,
yeah,
you were never the most popular kid in school.
But you know, there's a whole market aimed at cult figures, cult action figures. You know, like Kill Bill, the film, the Quentin Tarantino thing.
You can
buy the Kill Bill action figures. I mean, that's an 18 film.
You can buy a Buckethead action figure.
Can you?
You can buy a Buckethead. And if you don't know who Buckethead is, you need to know who Buckethead is.
That's going to need some explanation.
No, just leave it out there like that. If you don't know who Buckethead is, you're missing out. Go to YouTube, put in Buckethead, go to iTunes, spend some money, Buckethead. Take my word for it. I recommend Soothsayer or Jordan.
I think Buckethead can look quite frightening at times.
It's awesome, Buckethead.
I mean, I've seen him on stage with, should I say who?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen him on stage. I've seen a picture of him on stage with Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And just frightening.
Yeah.
Just the Halloween horror films,
yeah,
Michael Myers with the white mask.
Yeah.
Like, that's something quite frightening about somebody who's faceless.
How do you get to be that good at everything that you are, you know, probably the best guitar player in the world? Certainly, no one could argue you're not in the top five.
Yeah.
You know, tremendous musician, whether it be pop or rock or avant-garde music, but also you're probably the best nunchuckers expert in the world, certainly in the top five robot dancers in the world, yeah. and has decided to take music to the next level of toy trading on stage. Toy trading on stage. taking rock to that next level. But so because Buckethead is very involved in that, you can that's why they've got involved in toy trading. That's why you can get a Buckethead action figure.
Bucky said, "What possesses a man to just put
what possesses
on
a man
head?
To go look, Jim? I've got to do this next link. I've really got to thank a few people and then to forget."
I was trying to dig up the web address for our Facebook thing.
You weren't. You was wandering around the dusty warehouse of your mind, tripping over boxes full of pornography, trying to find your train of thought.
I've just sent a text message to someone who knows our URL address, thinking that she texts me back just in time, and I've just had a response saying...
Facebook.com/JimAndGeorge.show.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right then, fine. I would just like to say a big thank you to all the birthday messages on Facebook. That was really, really nice. And I didn't realise I was so popular. So thank you very much.
There you go. George, what's on the show? What have we got for the people Sunday night? I mean, apart from the fact we're clearly running a sweepstake this evening as to how many mistakes and screw-ups we can make. Listen, just keep plugging away. It'll settle down. The first 15 minutes is always rough.
I tell you what, we have made unprofessionalism an art form. You're sending off text messages trying to find your web address, that's pretty much, where
we are sailing the good ship WCRFM through very choppy waters this evening.
Very choppy indeed. Well, what have we got on the show tonight?
News stories, man. Lots of news stories.
Lots of news stories, but not just any old news stories. We've got, the difference, the quirky, the sideways look at life stories. I don't want to say wacky because that's just a horrible word. who wants to get labelled? Oh, they're a bit wacky.
Yeah.
That's horrible. That's Timmy Mallet, isn't it? Wacky.
Yeah.
And we've got some great music and the usual banter between me and Jim.
Okay.
Or Jim and I.
Oh, do you know? I've been away. I went away for a few days. Are you aware of a book called Eat, Shoots and Branches? Pardon me. I'm thinking of Steve Morris's show, Roots and Branches. I'm such a hard
Eat, Shoots.
Eats, Shoots and Leaves.
No, I've never heard of
it. Okay, there's this book that I sort of stumbled upon and started to read, right? Because, we went to the game fair up in Telford last weekend, right? And Telford's in like a basin. You can't get no television reception there, which is probably a good thing. And so because, you read books and watch more films. Oh, fine. And I'm reading this book called Eat, Shoots and Leaves, which is like a child's book, I suppose. It's not something I generally make a habit of. But it's about grammar and punctuation and how it works, right? Which, I'm dead sort of in that sort of Stephen Fry way, dead into the evolution of language and moving it forward and allowing it to evolve and be different. But when you read this thing and you see how these rules work, it's very difficult not to be a grammar Nazi, just to be in the grammar Gestapo. And I'm finding my way into it, and I'm listening the other day, right, to, not that I'm a big Beach Boys fan, but I'm listening to... God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. It's just like on Radio 2 or something. I'm driving about listening to it. And got home, got my book out, looked into the grammar of it, and then I can't really enjoy it anymore because it needs to be called Only God Knows for the grammar to be correct. So I'm listening to it going, it's just not right. Why don't they just look into it properly? And Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
But that should be Britain Has Talent. Hmm. No, it's a small thing. God, I'm aware it's a small and petty thing to involve yourself in.
It's something I'm very...
It's doing me head in now, but I'm looking for grammar mistakes and everything.
It's something I'm always weary of myself. For instance, when I've just said there, you'll have Jim and me with the usual... Oh, Jim and me, I hate that. It's Jim and I.
Well, we're both going.
But then Jim and I almost sounds like a star sign, doesn't it? Jim and I will be going through the papers. What's Jim and I?
There you go. So that's about the size of the show. It'll pretty much be that, just me and George arguing and... George is 30. 30. George is 30. 30. Not 29, but 30.
Really, really
he's
dirty.
He's 30 and dirty. La, 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 la. He's gonna be 31. Sorry, this seems like a good idea, but I was underprepared. I should have thought something up.
He's gonna be 31.
He's gonna grow a moustache and drive a Ferrari moustache. us around Hawaii mustache.
And wear really crude shirts with far too much chest hair.
30. George is 30. Not 29. Oh, God, he's 30. He's 30. WTF. He's 30. There you go. I think I turned it around at the end. It was quite funny.
Yeah, yeah. You know, X Factor written all over it.
Britain, see, Britain has the, you know.
Britain
has talent.
Britain has talent.
Britain's got talent.
You know, a pal of mine, going back to bad grammar, you know, the other day I bumped into a pal of mine who'd watched England play, oh, God, I can't remember what team, when they qualified, they beat them 5-0 or whatever.
Some group of foreigners.
Yeah, yeah, and he said, some group of foreigners, you know, whatever name they were, that got hammered.
England had once again triumphed over Johnny Foreigner.
Yeah. England once again expanded its empire by humiliating and beating back the foul country of Zubongo Land.
Okay, yeah. That's a bit racist.
Anyway, Zubongo, whoa, making a reference to empire. Okay. I'm no supporter of empire. We're going back into, you know, we're spoofing up the history of the British expansion.
It's still a bit racist.
Anyway, so a pal of mine says, I went to the pub the other night and I watched The England. And I thought, is that right? Doesn't say The England.
Yeah.
The England.
Yeah, no, I think it's wrong.
That's wrong. Oh, did you watch The England?
The England.
Well, surely it's did you watch England rather than The England.
Well, one would have thought so, yes.
And another England. Pal of mine, thinking of bad, you know, just bits of bad grammar that niggle on you. I mean, I suppose I'm calling, it's like the pot calling the kettle, really, because I do it myself sometimes. I mean, there's a whole George's Dictionary out there, what with the pedometer and biscuiteering. Mm-hmm. Another pal of mine, I was taking the mick out of him the other day because he was being a bit lazy, and I said, oh, man, you're being proper lazy, you're. And he says, no, because you're the worser. You're the worser. What's going on in the world? And that's people I know of a similar age.
You are.
But the worst one is, it's the...
The worser a one.
The worser a one.
The worser a one than that
the,
one
the
was
worst,
a well.
The worser one a ridge of that one
yeah.
is the youth of today. And I hate that phrase, the youth of today, or whatever they are. But I swear, I'm walking towards my local off licence, and a young lad wearing a tracksuit and a baseball cap, looking a bit of a scumbag, bit of a chavvy, come up to me and he says, exact words, young little white lad, I'd say about 13 years old, he says, "Ya blood, if I give you the beans, we get the smoke." Pardon?
See, I'd be lost on that. What, pardon? He wanted you to buy cigarettes, didn't he?
Pardon? If you give me the beans, I get the smoke. Beans, what? Beans exchange of what? You know what I mean? Magic beans.
Magic beans, yeah.
You put them in your garden and grow a bean store. What's the beans? Nah, blood, the money, I got the money. Well, why'd you call it beans? Because we do.
Yeah.
But why? It makes no sense.
That's why you're not getting served.
It's this
you're talking like a div.
Yeah.
If you'd have gone in there and said, excuse me, good man.
Yeah.
20 royals.
It's like this.
You'd probably been all right.
Young people, it's this deliberate attempt of trying to sound
different.
You
now you turn 30. Younger. I'll tell you what's wrong with these.
You know,
young people.
Do you know what this is?
It's and like. And their boom, banger, bang music. I'll tell you what I'd like to know
boom,
about.
Boom, banger, bang.
I'd say what I'd like to know about young people. And do they take the seats out of their cars? Because sometimes you'll see them driving along the road in, you know, just a normal sort of hatchback, well, hot hatch car, because that seems to be the flavour of the day.
Yeah.
And you'll only see them from the bridge of the nose
up. All you'll see is a hand and a peak of a cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Above the door. And you think, well, that car can't possibly
have
2 feet of headroom in it. Well, there isn't that much headroom in a Range Rover. They must be sitting on the floor.
They're almost like lying down. I've seen it myself, where they put the seat so far back. It's just ridiculous. Very
but
dangerous.
It just looks like a child is driving the car.
It's that whole thing. They like to lie back and steer, you know, with the arms really extended.
The,
I don't know what that's all about.
Car related, I want to ask you, because, you know, you're etiquette, you know, you're pretty good, and you know, I was sitting in traffic, and I looked over the way, and I saw a young lady in a car, possibly in her mid-20s, on the hands-free key, and you know, like, you know when you used to see somebody sort of 30 years ago talking to themselves in the car, and you think, oh, that person's a bit mental.
Yeah.
Or if you saw, if somebody was walking on the road muttering or having a conversation. There was nobody else there. 30 years ago, you thought, oh, they're probably not quite right in the head. But now you think, oh, they must be somebody of some great importance. And they're having, they're on the hands-free. And this girl is having, that's a girl, you know, mid-20s, driving on the road, but having what appeared to be a breakdown. A massive emotional break, and I couldn't take my eyes off her. And she's, but you know, really like mascara down her cheeks, and really bawling and really screaming. But yeah, you know, she's in a car, and it's all very impersonal. And I thought, well, should you say anything? She certainly shouldn't have been driving. She, you know, there was a lot of screaming and shouting going on down the hands-free kit.
She look a bit like the Joker.
Yeah, she had that. You know, when women sort of get that thing of being sort of, they go from being.
Oh, I'm an expert at it.
Very,
Jim,
very.
Jim.
Yeah.
I'm an expert at it. Many a woman, many a young lady I've made cry. Do you think that's something you're looking proud of?
You're looking at him in the eye going, that's why I'm packing you, and you're really. This is you at your absolute worst.
This is a vile revelation to make on the radio, but there's nothing quite so empowering. So you know when you've made a woman cry?
Wow, do you really want to go?
And do you know when she's really bawling?
She's
really begging. She's really begging and can't get the words out properly.
Oh, good Lord.
And it's almost like that. Listen, please. And you're like, you're standing there and you're thinking, God, how great am I? I've really made an impact on this woman's life.
Wow, I can't believe you. Wow. Certainly, well, that wasn't the path I was leading you down.
You know what I'm thinking, you know, now that I'm 30, I've always been pretty open on air, so why not take it slightly further?
Harry, fancy some laid-back chat, a look at some of the funniest stories that have made the news during the week, and some good music to keep you entertained? Then join me, Chris Weaving, for Wevo at the Weekend, this Saturday from 12 midday on WCR-FM. Plus, if you're going out, we do a gig and a club guide and get you involved with your text and email messages. So join me, Chris Weaving, for Wevo at the Weekend, this Saturday from 12 midday on WCR-FM.
I'm Jim Duncan, and on Thursday evenings, it's a very special show. From 8 through till 10 on 101.8 WCR-FM, it is country music. Your kind of music? Join me for the very best from Keith Urban and Brad Paisley.
Now learn your trust-making memories of us.
Kenny Chesney.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
Right the way through to George Jones, Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
There'll be bluegrass, there'll be Cajun, old time and old country. We'll bring you all the club dates where you can see live music, all the news of the festivals, and we'll tell you about all the major shows. Be with me every Thursday evening. My name's Jim Duncan, and I look forward to your company. Thursday evenings, 8 till 10, 101.8 WCR-FM.
WCR-FM.
I'm Jim Smith.
I'm Georgie Pitts.
And you're listening to...
News, talk, entertainment, WCR-FM.
What I'm saying is, just because you're 30, you ain't going to go all kamikaze on the radio.
Right, just let me put it
out. Just because you're 30, like, and you think it might be coming to an end, and the darkness is drawing in, and you can see the pillar of light. You didn't go all mental and kamikaze on
right,
me.
Right, can I just apologise that I never met... It's not a big thing to make women cry. It's an appalling, nasty... horrible thing to do. And, oh, I didn't mean it. Backtracking there. Seeing as it's my birthday and all, well, yesterday technically, should have brought some Ian Brown. Play two Ian Brown tracks in an hour.
Did you?
No, we should have.
That suddenly became a moot point.
Should have.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Turtles, heroes in a half shell. Turtle power!
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
We're really heroes.
They're heroes in the half shell.
And they're green.
Hey, get a grip!
When the evil Shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Are you talking about Trev French?
Trev French!
Leonardo Lee.
Machine. That's a fact,
Raphael is cool, but rude.
Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party.
Are you talking about Mike Hardacre? Are you talking about Wordy Worm? No, we're talking about Jim and George.
Okay, listen, so a friend got in. We've been going about Facebook quite a lot.
But, never mind Facebook. The next two tracks have got to be Oasis tracks. We've got no Ian Brown at hand. It's got to be the next two tracks Oasis.
Oh, well, thanks for the full 30 seconds warning on that.
My favourite band, and the split up, so, you know.
Oh, do you know who else split up this week?
Who?
Chaz and Dave.
No, they're brothers, aren't they?
It's all over. They're not brothers. No, it's all over for Chaz and Dave. Not splitting up, just retiring. That's that.
Retiring for good.
That's it. No,
so there's going to be no special comeback shows.
Chaz and Dave. It's all over for
Chaz and Dave. Do Christmas.
It's all over for. I've got Chaz and Dave do Christmas. No, I'm fully open to ridicule. I perfectly understand. Hey. Listen, so.
Yeah, but Chaz and Dave weren't a proper band, though.
Shut up, man.
I mean, they're more or less. You couldn't.
Do you know who taught Dave how to play piano?
Oh, I don't know. Elton Little
Richard.
John.
Little Richard. Little Richard taught Dave to play piano. Very serious. Before they were Chaz and Dave, well, there was always Chaz and Dave. Before they were Chaz and Dave, very serious session musicians.
I thought Chaz and Dave were along the lines of, just some comedy band.
Well, they didn't set themselves too seriously, and that may have been part of their appeal. Very serious band, Chaz and Dave, and I might play some later on. My Facebook thing. I want to do this. I mean, this sort of gets me into the story. It's not really about Facebook. But my picture on Facebook is me in a radio studio with headphones on. And it was a picture you took of me, funny enough. We was at WM, one of our fleeting break-ins to WM. We broke in and trying to sort of get things going. And I was in one of the studios there, and it was a picture of me. And there's other pictures on my profile of me in radio studios doing this thing. And somebody got in contact with me who's known me forever.
Yeah.
And sent me a message and said, I see you, you're on the radio, you're doing what you always wanted to do. And I thought, well, that's an odd thing.
Yeah.
So I've sort of gone in for a bit more details, and I don't know if I suppressed the memory, I don't know if obviously I forgot, and I saw no importance in it. But, you know how other kids have imaginary pets?
Yeah.
Or imaginary friends?
What do you mean, like weirdo kids?
Yeah.
A bit schizo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I had an imaginary radio station.
Well, that's different. That's more of a game, isn't it?
And it was broadcast. Yeah. It was sort of during the early 80s when CB was big and we had a CB player in our house, Citizen Band Radio. Yeah. And it was broadcast from my bedroom into the hall via a speaker, right? Primarily for the listenership. It was a listenership of one, my sister, and I would cover news stories and horoscopes. And I used to particularly enjoy putting horoscopes in the wrong order. I think that was tremendously good fun. And I think I was about 11, so maybe my reading skills weren't the best, so I would perhaps make a lot of the news stories up generally as I was going along and give sort of recaps on what had been on the television that evening. And it was Radio Bliss.
Radio Bliss?
Radio Bliss.
I'm sure there's a Bliss out there at the moment.
There might well be. Yeah. Certainly there's a music channel called Bliss.
Yeah, well, that's probably it.
I did have a look this morning. And one particular evening, because Radio Bliss was a huge success with its listenership, worked pretty much off a playlist of Now That's What I Call Music 2, which is very, very popular with its listenership. Lots of people liked it. And then one evening, my sister had two of her friends come for a sleepover, and the board of Radio Bliss decided to send out a street team, and we recruited that extra listenership, found out what that extra listenership wanted to hear. And, pretty much broadcast exactly what they wanted. A lot of Duran Duran, a lot of Spandau, a lot of Bananarama, a bit of Fun Boy 3.
Can't really go wrong there, though, can you?
But, you know, when you go out and you say to your listenership, what do you want to hear off this cassette?
Yeah.
Cassettes were the order of the day. And we went out, recruited the... But that was really the high point for Radio Bliss. I think there's a lot of problems with Bliss at a managerial level, really, after that, because it became Bliss FM.
Oh, you went FM, did you?
Oh, yeah, I went FM, yeah. I couldn't help it.
See, you was ahead of the game back then.
Well, we had such a lot of success. You know, we trebled our listenership overnight, and, we had a lot of success early on. And then we sort of toyed with the idea of... Because at the time, a lot of the members of the board were trying to have their own artistic input, and we started to play an awful lot of electro and an awful lot of breakdance music, and it didn't go down well with the listenership. And we weren't replacing those listenerships with new listeners because nobody else in my house liked electro music.
You do need accessible music.
Yeah, that's
the thing. Everyone wants these weirdo cult shows where you play strange, obscure music, but they don't go down well.
You've got to pander to the needs of your listenership. Yep. And then after that, got very into rock music, and he was playing a lot of jam and early Style Council stuff, Spit Like a Child, which is what sort of led me to this train of thought. And toured with the tagline of Bliss, the Monster FM.
I'm sure I've heard that lots of places.
It didn't go down. It's a shame you didn't. It wasn't enjoyed.
It's a shame you didn't patent a lot of these sayings. Because I'm sure I've heard that all over the place. Monster Radio.
And then, but then we sort of let go of the original handle. It was decided at board level that we had to let go of the Bliss listenerships altogether, and we was going to recruit a new listenership under the tagline of Monster FM. Yeah. And it all fell apart, but the days of Bliss FM, the Radio Bliss, I was reminded the other day that was my imaginary radio station.
It would live on forever. Who reminded you, by the way?
I don't really want to know him, but he's a kid I used to go to school with.
Yeah.
It was equally... Hi, Dominic. It was equally as geeky and as troubled a childhood as mine.
Well, you know, you mentioned there how some kids have imaginary pets or imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Well, that is a quite odd, strange thing to do, to build up a relationship with someone, either a pet or a person that doesn't exist. But having your own radio show, that's just practice, man. Pretty much the same as anyone who's ever stood in front of a mirror with a hairbrush singing.
Oh, did you know that too?
Yeah, me too, you know. Many a time I've stood there pretending to be a rock star.
Right, birthday boy, where do you want to be? I've got Little by Little, Oasis, Songbird.
Yeah.
Or Don't Look Back in Anger.
Well, as soon as I'm 30 and I'm reminiscing about the past, it's got to be Don't Look Back in Anger.
Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse.
Oh, the mighty Oasis.
Well, do you know, that reminds me of 1996, because obviously the Don't Look Back in Anger came off the 1995 album, What's a Story, Morning Glory, but it wasn't released until, I think it was February 96, and it just became the monster anthem of the year throughout the whole summer. Every pub and every other club, that you know, you'd hear this bellowing out and everyone chanting to it. You know, it's something I've not seen since. You know, that whole, you know, that real crowd mentality, that excitement in a pub when a song comes up.
That's that group consciousness. Do you know what? The sort of Oasis success comes from that cusp as when, I was trying to talk to somebody else about this the other day, and trying to explain that in this country, not very long ago, there was an indie chart.
Yeah.
That the charts got so rubbish. Yeah. And so bought out by Stock Aitken and Waterman and that kind of thing, and that sort of pre-produced pop, and then it was just about kids, that, you know, real music fans up sticks and set up their own thing. Well, and it was that thing between independent music becoming the mainstream, and Oasis were, you know, with Verve and Ocean Colour Scene and other bands that came along at that time, Shed 7, were the first ones to really do it, to sort of make the leap from independent, small-known bands where the people would go and see them and make the leap to the mainstream.
I actually remember the indie chart that was on the actual... Do you remember the chart show on Saturday?
Remember it, yeah.
And all that crude graphics of discs rolling over and going into machines and stuff.
That's it.
And I remember the indie chart, and some of the bands were so unknown and so independent and so low budget, I suppose, that some of the bands didn't have music videos. That they'd play you a track from, say, I don't know, number 20 or number 10 in the indie chart or whatever. It was the Soup Dragons, and they didn't have a video to go with it.
Yeah,
so they just had to play the music.
And the thing was, you know, your friends at school, I mean, I only say this because a friend of mine at school, his brother had a number one indie chart record.
Serious?
Yeah, Spiz Energy, Where's Captain Kirk?
Spiz Energy, never heard of it.
I know his brother, Steve Stevens, went to school with him, good friend of mine, still to this day, still seen pretty regular. His brother was in that band, and, you know, enough people went and bought it that it got to number one in the indie charts.
Yeah.
You know, that it was sort of almost like, and I wasn't alive at that time of day, but almost like what I imagine that early punk movement was, of sort of go and do it yourself.
Yeah.
And the people could break through. And I think now people are breaking through, rather than breaking through using that means, I think you get more and more people breaking through, getting a good following online.
Yeah.
And you got people writing number one selling records in their bedroom.
That's true. I mean, the whole online phenomena of getting your music
MySpace,
out there.
You know.
Yeah. Of getting your music out there and selling, you know, selling music online. It's killed the charts, really. I mean, yeah, Top of the Pops. It's been gone a few years now, hasn't it?
There you go. Well, yes. And the dedicated music channel, I think, was the end of Top of the Pops. Yeah. I wanted to do this for you because, you know, we're into the first hour. We've yet to touch a news story, and that's what we're supposed to be. We're surrounded by paper and news stories that we're supposed to be covering. And I thought this was a particularly good one, so I wanted to get it in before the 11 o'clock news and everybody goes to bed. And in, because you do know that, like, you know, everybody listens to the first half of the show. It's only the committed people who listen to the second hour of the show. Between 11 and 12 o'clock, George and I do broadcast naked.
Yeah, the gloves are off in the second hour.
Second half of the show, you know, we're past the watershed and it does get absolutely outrageous.
It's mental, controversial. We're taking swipes at everyone in the second hour.
But only because we know you lightweights who only listen to the first hour of the show are tuning out at 11 o'clock for the 11 o'clock news. After the 11 o'clock news, George and I strip off, grease ourselves down, and we really let fly for the second hour of the show. Okay, just so you know that. But I thought I'd do a news story before we went into that. An Imperial man is dead after accidentally shooting himself in the head while teaching his girlfriend firearm safety. According to... Do you want me laughing at George? The man's dead.
Well, the fact that he was teaching his girlfriend firearm safety, and you could just tell off what you've said there, that the guy was like really into his guns and he really thought he'd be impressing her.
You don't know how close to the truth you are. This is, by the way, this is from the KMOV.com, okay, KMOV.com. According to Sheriff Oliver Boyer, deputies responded to 4307 Rock Valley Court in Imperial, Missouri on Friday for an accidental shooting. According to the investigation, 40-year-old James Looney. That's 40-year-old James Looney.
How's that spelled?
L-O-O-N-E-Y.
See, what's a proper Looney?
Was teaching his girlfriend firearm safety. According to the witness, Looney would show the different safety mechanisms Looney would show the different safety mechanisms, put the gun to his head and ask if the gun would go off. Apparently, Looney did this with two other weapons and varied safety mechanisms before the last one went off. Looney was transported to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead the next morning. According to witnesses, Looney was going to take his girlfriend to the shooting range the next day, but insisted on firearm safety the day prior. And the very last sentence is a short one, George. Just six words in the last sentence.
Go on then.
Authorities said alcohol was a factor. So let's just take a moment there to think about a very dear friend of ours, Mr. James Looney.
James Looney, what a name.
Missouri.
I tell you, with a name like James Looney, he was never going to get far in life, though. let's be honest there. I mean,
I know a kid called Looney.
If you look into the guy's history,
I know a Looney and a Loon.
If you was at school and you had the surname Looney, you're pretty much getting called Looney and Madhead and all kinds of things. I suppose he just lived up to his name, didn't he? Became a bit of a Looney.
Jason, I know a Looney, Jason Looney, and I know a Loon. And the person I know called Loon, first name, first initial is A, and has the number plate, A Loon.
A Loon.
L-O-O-N, A Loon, on their car.
Man.
But how about that? Teaching firearm safety. I mean, that's a pretty impressive way to teach it, isn't it? Teaching firearm safety to your girlfriend, showing her the gun. Will this go off? Well, let's see, shall we? And holding the gun to your head. To your head. previously promised, we're going to play some Chaz and Dave, because they split up this week. And Chaz and Dave, listen, I don't care what anyone says, Chaz and Dave are a great band. Okay, that's it, I'm afraid. That's all we've got time for today on the Technicolor Radio Clubhouse. You've been listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, and we sincerely hope you enjoyed it. And you must have done, because if you can hear my voice now, that means you've listened to every last second. So why don't you do us a favour, do yourselves a favour, hit that subscribe button and hit it right now. We'd like to thank everybody at Streetside for providing us with the music, along with the marvellous Mr. Rick Dougal. But as you well know, if you listened to the show before, there's only time left to say. His name was Robert Paulson. His name was Robert Paulson. My name was Jim Smith.
My name was Georgie Pitt.
George, your battle with the guards was quite extraordinary, and I was going to ask you to join us.
Hail to the king, baby. Hail to the king.
Screwface, he give me a death a thousand times worse than you.
The whole darn thing was brought to you in conjunction with our very good friends over at Big Kahuna Burger,
Podomatic,
and WCRFM.com.
Go that way, you short-sighted scrap pile. You'll be malfunctioning within a day.
So until next time, people, you stay classy.